And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. All right. Hey, I got to tell you guys, I got several text messages I'll be jumping on, but I want to remind y'all that the latest edition of the new Just Right podcast, it's our long form podcast. That's the one where we have detailed discussions in depth with the most interesting people in the world. And we sit down in the new podcast studio here at Right Side and just kind of go at it for, you know, a good while. And like, anyway, the latest edition came out last night. This is a guy named Conrad Thompson, who is literally, he's a mortgage banker. And then next thing you know, he marries Ric Flair's daughter. And then next thing you know, he's got the platform of being the most prolific podcaster of professional wrestling in the world. And he's even been inducted into the World Wrestling Hall of Fame. So my discussion with Conrad Thompson is both inspiring, it's informative, it's entertaining. And I really think you ought to check it out. It's called the Just Right Podcast with Phil Williams. It's edition number 2, and it is out. I will also say, too, this is very cool. While I'm on the topic of people who are all in. So you may recall that last week's edition of the Just Right podcast was with former Navy SEAL Jared Hudson, who now fights human traffickers and trains other SEALs and people in military and the police forces. So Jared Hudson called into the show yesterday. And Jared Hudson this morning announced he's running for the U.S. Senate. So there's that. By the way, Jared Hudson is not only somebody who I've interviewed on our podcast, who's been on our show multiple times, he's a friend of the show. He is one of our podcasters. We have a show called The Liberty Minute that is Jared Hudson that comes out roughly every other week. And it's just basically him monologuing for, you know, a good 20 or 30 minutes on topics of the day or topics that he cares deeply about, and does a great job. And he announced this morning that he is officially throwing his name in the hat to run for the seat being vacated by Tommy Tuberville. So the idea of having a frogman for a U.S. senator, I can get behind that. We'll see where it goes. And I am prayerfully supportive of his run, and I'm loving the fact that one of our Right Side team members is now in the race for the U.S. Senate. Kind of cool, just to be honest with you. Thomas Mathens is checking in on the text line. It says, Colonel, thanks for having Senator Tuberville on today. Great monologue as usual. Thank you, Thomas. He said, a CO who exhibits hardcore leadership is necessary for the mission. A good XO is invaluable. And I judge that Governor-to-be Tuberville will essentially be that kind of CO. And for JP, he says, War dang eagle.
Okay.
Ron from Tuscumbia and Jay from Florence both had questions and messaging they wanted me to give to Tuberville while he was on the phone, and that wasn't the way we were going to handle that interview. So I appreciate y'all chiming in. Maybe the day will come when we set it up in advance to know that people can give us their questions, but that was not for today. So anyway, thank you all for your input. Jerry from Decatur says, excellent monologue, Phil. It says, military preparedness is a big deal to a war machine. Entrenching tools were issued back in my day, and they weren't just for digging foxholes. That's exactly right. It says, Deuteronomy 23:12-14, it was given because God walked among the people of Israel and the same among our warriors. Cover it up. Airborne. Jerry, thank you, man. Appreciate you. Airborne. And then Kimball from Harvest says, Phil, as I've been listening, I've had a few thoughts. Not necessarily related to each other. Okay. He says, number one, the Lord hears and answers prayers, especially from his righteous daughters praying for their loved ones. Well, that would be my sweet Charlene. She certainly did. And then number two, he said, I think the Trump administration is doing as great a job, but I think that people are really wanting to start seeing some arrests for wrongdoings, like the January 6th pipe bombs that got swept under the rug. I agree with you. And number three, I look forward to hearing from Tommy Tuberville as a gubernatorial candidate. Thank you, Kimball, for running the gamut there with us, brother. But yes, I agree on all points. All right, listen. So when we get back from this break, we're going to continue this thread of all in. All right, so I'm not sure if you like how much time I got, JP. Never mind, the music's about to play. I knew
impeccable
it was coming.
Impeccable timing.
Hey, JP, how much time? All right, tell you what. When we get back, I'm going to tell you about the all in thing. Who else is running for what? Who else is not running? Who else can even run? Y'all, it's going to be a crazy time in Alabama politics. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios, man. We got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number 2 Hour number two on a hump day. We'll get you all the way to go home time on a Friday afternoon. That is the plan. In the meantime, I am in dipper number one of the day. So we just had our conversation there with U.S. Senator, now gubernatorial candidate, Tommy Tuberville.
Governor-elect.
You're going to call him governor-elect already? So basically what you're saying is the slate has been cleaned and he's got the clear path.
Until they have somebody up against them, you know what I mean? I mean, you saw Kyle Whitmire. Apparently we're in a Russian democracy right now because he's running unopposed.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, Democrats, they always let people choose the candidate of their choice to run for office. I'm sorry. That doesn't really happen, does it? I'm looking right now up on the CNN screen, and oh my gosh, Doug Jones is on CNN right now. Hallelujah. Oh, just saying, nothing but goodness there.
Almost like he's positioning himself to make a run.
Pray tell, why would that be?
He's ready to be relevant again.
Yeah. I don't know that he ever truly was.
Somewhat relevant again.
So the Democrats right now, the only thing they've got, because they don't have a candidate, is they've, in fact, I'm going to pull it up on my phone here and take a look at this. They posted last night, as Tuberville made his announcement that he was running for governor, the Democrats decided, hey, here's a great idea. We don't have a candidate, but we're going to fight him on non-political issues. Like, basically, should he even be allowed to run? That's where we are right now. So the Dems posted this thing on, and I'm going to pull it up real quick and I'll get it for you. They posted this thing on their official Facebook page. It was picked up, I believe, by 1819. And I saw it and I thought, well, that's classic. But I also saw something else in the middle of it. So there's this piece they put out that, did it disappear from my, I think it just disappeared.
I got it up on the stream right now.
Do you really?
Yep.
All right, put up the one that I had.
Well, is this the one you're talking about?
Yeah, I think so. Is the, let's see. Yes, the third paragraph down on the statement the Democrats made about whether Tommy Tuberville should be allowed to even run. Well, what do you mean allowed to even run? It has a line in there that says, well, if he doesn't live here, then that opens the door for Democrats as well. You know what that's saying? We don't have anybody in the state of Alabama who can run. So what we're really hoping is we can prove that we're allowed to go outside the state to recruit so we can go get somebody because we don't got nobody. How sad is that?
That is sad.
That is just messed up sad.
What, Kamala Harris going to run against Tommy Tuberville for
bring it. Bring it on. Alabama. I mean, who's going to want to move here and say, I'll take that guy, that gig?
Tuberville mentioned, in our interview that 2019 is when he ran for Senate, and that's, I mean, that would be 7 years by the time of 2026. So, yeah. I guess technically when he would take office, it would be 10 years if you count his time in Auburn as well. You know, it's a whole, and I'm sure it will go to court and I'm sure it will be, determined upon, but I don't see much of an issue here.
I'm trying to think if they can do this, but here's what I think should happen. I think that the Tuberville campaign might ought to go ahead and get what's called a declaratory judgment. And just go ahead and file their own action and ask the court to declare their rights and see where it is. But then again, here's the other thing. It's the state party that qualifies a candidate. So state code will govern who's allowed to run, but the state party has to qualify. If the state party wants to qualify him, their own attorneys have to justify it. And then you go and get the declaratory judgment and say, my party has qualified me. I've done these things. Here's my proof of life, so to speak. And then ask the judge to go ahead and qualify you. And I realize that what they may not want to do is open Pandora's box on that, but this is going to happen. They're going to do this. And I do believe, with all my heart, I believe that there ain't no way in God's green earth that he would have jumped in this race without doing exactly what he said, which was consulting with, retired judges and lawyers and others.
Doing his due diligence.
Doing the due diligence, thank you, to make sure that he had the ability to actually run.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, let me step back and say something. What you are about to see may be one of the most epically crazy, wide open, full-fledged, all-in campaign seasons Alabama has seen in an entire generation. I say that because I don't know when we have had it that every statewide office is up for grabs at one time. I mean, right now, in this election season, every House and Senate race in our state house is up for re-election anyway. There's that. But then all of the statewide offices, and I'm talking about Secretary of State, Treasurer, Auditor, Lieutenant Governor, Governor, every one of them is now empty or soon to be empty. No incumbent running for re-election. They're all either termed out or retiring. So what that means is you have a plethora of open seats. That usually happens onesies and twosies. It rarely happens all at the same time. And so now what we're going to see is basically it's an all call. It's a complete cattle call. You're going to, if you want to run, now's the time, baby. I'm just saying, if you want to run for a statewide office, there has never been a better time. Pick one. Well, yesterday, Tuberville cleaned the slate on the governor's race. He comes in with name ID and financial backing that is going to be far and away above what anybody else can sustain. So the odds are that no one's going to jump in the race from the Republican side to run against him for the nomination. Doesn't mean he's not going to have a Democrat. He probably will have a Democrat. And in fact, not that I want a Democrat to win, but I'm fine with there being a Democrat in the race. Go ahead and find somebody. That's democracy. You're not going to win, but we'll take it. All that to say, the Tuberville race is probably going to be Tuberville. I can't imagine anybody else having the name ID and the money to do it. But then you got the race for lieutenant governor. In the race for lieutenant governor right now, you've got a slate of people. You got Rick Pate, former ag commissioner. You almost had, we don't now, but you've got Wes Allen, our current Secretary of State. You may have John Wall, who is our current chairman of the Alabama Republican Party. And then there, I'm hearing several other names on the side. So there may be a huge slate just for lieutenant governor. And then you got, what, Secretary of State's already getting gamey. And then you got offices like auditor and other. I'm telling you, it's going to be, y'all, it's going to be wide open. And, oh, by the way, there is now an open U.S. Senate seat. Never have I seen this much open seat running as I'm seeing right now. Now, okay, so I started to mention a minute ago somebody who is not going to be running. And some of y'all know her. Twinkle Kavanaugh. Twinkle Kavanaugh. I know Twinkle Kavanaugh personally. She was a friend of my dad's, too. She's a sharp lady. She's a good friend. She's somebody who I respect and I like. She's been the president of what's known as the Alabama Public Service Commission for a number of years. She's been in state politics in and around it for years. And being at the PSC, she's been somebody who has dealt with the regulatory issues regarding utilities and all that kind of stuff. She was touted as someone who was going to run for lieutenant governor. But Twinkle Kavanaugh, as of yesterday, according to Yellowhammer News, is out of the running because she has just been picked up by the Trump administration to be what's her title now? It'll be the Alabama State Director for Rural Development for the Department of Agriculture. So basically what she's going to be doing is helping farmers and rural Alabamians get the things they need to increase their capabilities at the local level. That's cool. That also means Twinkle Kavanaugh, who is a name in politics, is now out of the running for these races. Okay, so who else is in? Well, let's talk about U.S. Senate. Because right now, one of our podcasters I mentioned a minute ago is Jared Hudson, former Navy SEAL, fights human trafficking, got an incredible story. He's been with us now for about a year, and he's also, oh, by the way, just done a huge... If you want to know more about Jared Hudson, just go to our podcast, Just Right Podcast, that we just put out last week, and you can go ahead and get an hour and a half of who this guy is, what he stands for, and what he's like. And you'll be impressed. Other people, though, that are looking at that race for U.S. Senate, piece here that I've got from 1819 News. I hold it in my calloused former paratrooper hands. U.S. Representative Barry Moore. So Barry Moore is one of the most conservative members of the Congress. He hails from the Wiregrass region of Alabama. He has been a member of the Freedom Caucus for a number of years. And Barry Moore is a good dude. And Barry Moore is considering, he says, my family and I are praying, asking the Lord to guide us in this direction. We are seeking his guidance as we listen to the people of Alabama, considering how to best serve our great state. And I'm honored to be a part of this conversation. All right, those are very carefully worded phrases that says, I'm really thinking about running for U.S. Senate. Now, the wild card, the dark horse, the person who I was wondering about, I think is going to be out. And that's Bruce Pearl. You and I talked about this yesterday.
We did.
Bruce Pearl. Is Bruce Pearl going to run for U.S. Senate? I'm hearing he can't. I won't say why. I'm just telling you right now, I had an inside conversation with somebody who is, let's say, in the know, and they flat out said, no, he can't. There are some reasons why he can't. And I don't mean like he wouldn't win. I mean like he can't run, and it would be like a qualifying issue or something like that that would keep him from being able to get on the ballot for whatever reason. Now, I don't know if it's a residency issue, if it's something that he's, you know, been supportive of in the past, whatever the case may be. Bruce Pearl, I don't think, is going to be in the mix, although that was an exciting discussion.
It's a fun conversation.
It's a fun conversation.
Yeah.
War Eagle. All right, so anyway, but Tuberville, reading between the lines here, that article you pointed out yesterday from On3, which is a sports media a news site, Tuberville himself said he would encourage Pearl to stay on the plains. Okay, so that's kind of like, you know, a little background here. I'm thinking he ought to stay down there. Just, you know, he said he's done a great job leading the men's basketball program to the Final Four. And then he even said then the compensation would be a little bit different. I'm sure that's true, too. Elsa points out, though, Bruce Pearl did sign a contract extension down at Auburn back in 2022 that it goes through 2030 at $6.2 million a year. So, yes, that would be quite the, I don't know, income diversion, if you will.
Just a little bit. And also, he got a big announcement. Todd Pettiford's coming back to Auburn this year, and he put out a tweet about that. So, although eventually I do think he will be a politician when he's done, maybe not now. Maybe not yet.
Maybe not now.
But
how old is Bruce Pearl?
That's a good question. I do not know.
I think one of the speculations, speaking of age, while you're looking that up, is that whether Tuberville would run for two terms.
Bruce Pearl is 65.
He's 65? Mm-hmm. Ah, it's young. Mm-hmm. Young, I tell you. But by the time his contract runs out in 2030, he would be 70.
70, yeah.
And then the other one that we have to watch for in terms of all-in is our Attorney General, Steve Marshall, who's been an amazing Attorney General, in my opinion. As an Attorney General, he has been conservative. He has been a warfighter. He's been on this show multiple times, sat right here in the studio with us just a few months ago. And we're watching right now to see what Attorney General Steve Marshall is going to do. There is strong indications that he was considering running for governor, but I think that that's been kind of changed for him by Tuberville. But the other question is whether he would run for the U.S. Senate. Right now, the only candidate that I'm aware of, the only candidate in the race is Jared Hudson. I suspect there'll be more. And I say that in part because anyone who's ever thought about running for the U.S. Senate, you don't ignore the fact that an open seat is sitting in front of you. An open seat means you don't have the power of the incumbency weighing against you. Now, I'm hearing that there are some folks who are really solidly backing Jared Hudson. I imagine, though, that having been the former chairman of the Republican Attorneys General Association nationwide and the things that he's done in statewide races, I think that AG Steve Marshall would be a viable candidate, absolutely. He could get in that race and be a top-tier name. Lots more to come, you guys, but I'm just telling you, stand by. Brace yourselves. Just go ahead and hold on. Because it's about to be politics like you've never seen in the state of Alabama. But I'm excited about it because you know why? On the Republican side, the bench is actually pretty deep. Democrats, I don't know who they're going to field for anything. We'll wait and watch and see. Take me to a break, JP. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right. I got several texts and comments on the social media. So I will say this, though. I'll pick your sound effect for this one I'm about to announce. But it just literally in the last, I don't know, 45 seconds or so, what time is it? Yep. Okay. 5 minutes. The last 5 minutes, the Tuberville campaign just posted on social media that they just set an all-time Alabama record and raised over $2 million on the first day. The first. Wow. 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 Okay. That's heavyweight, and that's going to make it, nigh unto impossible for other people to want to jump in this race unless they're bringing money with them. I mean, so here's the thing. The easiest way to raise money in politics is to have either A, the clean race that you see no true opposition getting in your way, or B, you're already raising money and people realize that others are supporting you and therefore they want to get on board too. Those are the two factors that often get considered. And truthfully, the fact that he raised over $2 million in the first day is going to make anybody else who's thinking about this think twice, because they don't know that they can keep up with that level of fundraising. He may have just paid for the race on day one, because if he doesn't get any meaningful competition in the primary, there's no reason to spend that money.
Nope.
He's just going to harbor it until he sees whether he has a Democrat. And then if he doesn't need it then, he just runs some great campaign ads and goes all the way to the general election.
Run up the score.
Run up the score.
Yeah.
Run up the score, baby. John from Huntsville. Phil, don't you think that Doug Jones is probably going to run for governor on the Democrat ticket and win the Democratic primary, and then Tommy Tuberville will crush him in the general election? So, John, that's right now, that's the only candidate I can see them bringing in. I don't think Terry Sewell will leave the House. And I don't think she could win if she did. And I think she knows that. And I can't think of anybody else right now as a Democrat in the state of Alabama who has made such a name for them. I mean, I'm trying to think of who's even in the state House right now. And there's just not a crew. Doug Jones is the most viable person they've got. Parker Griffin, you know, the party switcher from Huntsville, who went Democrat, Republican, Republican, Democrat. He ain't going to do it. Shamari Figures, he's brand new in the political scene for the Democrats. He ain't going to do it. So no, I don't think so. I think Doug Jones may be their only possibility, John. There's that. David Abucky says, Phil, listen to your podcast with Conrad Thompson. Very entertaining. But when you mentioned wrestler Tojo Yamamoto, yeah, he said, fond memories of days gone by hit me. As a teenager, I headed up Montesano on Saturday to Channel 19 Studios to be part of the Saturday Wrestling Show. How about that? He said, it was a lot of fun. Things sure have changed since then. Yes, they have. Yes, they have. Thank you, David. Appreciate you. What'd you have on social media?
Oh, well, John Paul from Huntsville on YouTube.
Again,
okay. He says, Bruce Pearl and Nick Saban are going to battle it out for the Alabama Senate, and Bruce Pearl would crush Nick Saban. That's what he says.
Bruce Pearl would crush Nick Saban. How about that?
I mean, he said it. Doesn't mean it's true.
How do you feel about that, JB? All right, listen. We got more. We're coming right back. How about this? There are things we want to know. Like, whose cocaine was that in the White House? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.